Hello, America. This is the place for uncensored talk on everything that divides us as a nation. I'm Alan Jacoby, and welcome to The Great Divide. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm going to talk about this piece of garbage. America's governor. He's America's governor. America's granny-killing sexual predator, it seems, Andrew Cuomo. This guy's unbelievable. He went from lying about nursing home COVID deaths to now sexual harassment allegations. Not one, not two, but now three. Three women, young women. Two of them worked for him at one time, and one never met him before, and it's all coming out. Are we surprised? No. This guy's like the epitome of, you know, the frat boy, my daddy's the governor attitude, because that's what he was. Him and his loser brother, Chris Cuomo, they were both, you know, the frat boy type. Our daddy, Mario Cuomo's the governor in New York. We could do whatever the hell we want, living up in Westchester. There were people that grew up with him who've made comments that they ran around thinking their shit didn't stink and they could get away with whatever they wanted because of, you know, my daddy, the governor. And it's true. And this is how these guys grow up. They're so arrogant, the both of them. This Andrew Cuomo has an answer for everything, an excuse for everything, defends himself for everything. You saw how he defends himself on these COVID bullshit briefings he did with the lying about the nursing home deaths. Excuse me. He's a real piece of garbage. So now we have these three sexual harassment allegations. The first one, this woman, Lindsay Boylan, she says that Andrew Cuomo, old Andy, sexually harassed her for years. People saw it, that I guess worked for the administration and just watched comments from Cuomo on her looks, tried to forcibly kiss her. I think he did forcibly kiss her. And she had said that his office was beyond toxic because he was just so, you know, misogynistic. The guy's a narcissist. He's a narcissist. Asked her if she wanted to play strip poker. I believe these women, okay? I don't see how all of a sudden, you know, these women are coming out of nowhere and making this shit up. I mean, one of them, the most recent one, at this wedding in New York City, name's Anna Roush. I don't know if I'm saying her name right. She's at a New York City wedding, and he meets her and puts his hand on her back. She removes it, and then aggressively he grabs her by the face, and he's a tall guy, puts his hands on her cheeks and asks her, you know, oh, can I kiss you? And there's actually a picture of this. Her friend heard it, and somebody took a picture. It's all over the place. I think it's on the cover of the Post day or two ago, that the look on her face is like, holy shit, the governor has me by the face and just asked me if he could kiss me. She looks terrified. I mean, it's just unacceptable. And you have, and then the second one comes out, her name's Charlotte Bennett, and she's like 25 years old, one of his former assistants in not too long ago, 2019. Says she got along with him, but you know, it all changed. He became fixed the fact. So apparently this woman, Charlotte, she's a survivor of sexual assault. And back in June, they had a meeting in Cuomo's office. And I guess everybody everybody left. And he told her to stay behind. And he questioned her repeatedly about her personal life, like getting really personal. Asked if she believed if age made a difference in relationships, if she's ever been with an older man. And apparently, this Charlotte Bennett, she was a survivor of sexual assault in her life, and he was fixated on that. And like, he preyed on that because he's a scumbag. And, you know, asked her if age made a difference in relationships and if she's ever been with an older man. Okay. So the governor, 62 years old, thinks his shit doesn't stink, frat boy attitude, that's how he grew up, thinking he's better than everybody, sees this decent-looking 25-year-old staffer, and basically says, hey, I'm older. Want to bang me? I'm the governor and all. You know, I'm the governor. You should bang me. Take your clothes off. You're in my office. Sit on my face. That's exactly what this douchebag did and does to women. he was with that celebrity chef's Sandra Lee, whatever her name was. Sandra Lee, 14 years, celebrity chef. They broke up out of nowhere. Come on, out of nowhere, and there's a bullshit story that, oh, she was hiding in his shadows. I'm sure she just got tired of his shit. There was probably some things she saw in her that she didn't like, and she finally got the gall to get the hell out of Dodge. But yeah, Lindsay Boyle and Charlotte Bennett, the best part is this narcissist says, all right, I agree. I'm gonna launch an investigation into myself, I'm gonna appoint a former federal judge. So after everybody went crazy about that, said you can't appoint your own investigator. Apparently, the governor has to give the attorney general the authority to investigate himself, his office. I don't know. It sounds weird. I don't really know how it works. But fine. Then he actually wanted the New York attorney general. Who is this woman, Letitia James? She's the one that launched the big investigation into the lying about the COVID numbers. Listen, the way usually it works in New York politics is the attorney general, the only way to advance once you've run and won and served as attorney general, the next spot is you run for the governor's seat. Cuomo was the attorney general. He ran for governor. She has her eye on the governor. On the governor's spot. She wants him out. I'm sure she's going to do whatever she can to make that happen. You have Democrats, Republicans, politicians from both sides of the aisle in the New York Assembly and New York Legislature that want him impeached, want his emergency power stripped away. I believe they're drafting bills, legislation, whatever it is, possible impeachment. They should impeach this piece of shit. So, He asked the attorney general if she would team up with this chief judge to investigate. And the attorney general was like, no, that's not how she wants to do it. So that was all criticized. And then he spun again. And now he granted some sort of power, subpoena power to whoever the attorney general, Letitia James, decides to do an outside investigation. Everybody's calling for an outside investigation. You have de Blasio now. And for a while, all these top prominent Democrat women, these trolls, other Democrat trolls, they all kept quiet, all these women. Hillary Clinton, she didn't say a word. Nancy Pelosi didn't say a word. Kamala Harris didn't say a word. Nobody from Hollywood said a word. Everyone who praised Cuomo, they called him the gold standard. Hillary Clinton was buddy-buddy. They did something way back when about sexual harassment in government. And then when that got all over the media that these idiot Democrat women, prominent Democrat women, weren't saying anything, I guess their advisor said, oh, hey, Hillary, you got to put out a statement. So then she turned around and said, oh, yeah, she supports an investigation into this. The victims deserve to be heard. We need to know what's going on. Nancy Pelosi, finally, as the Speaker of the House, she says this needs to be investigated. We can't have this. Not necessarily turning against them. They're slowly turning against them. It's now politics. They're realizing that, hey, you know what? The Democrats probably don't have a use for this asshole anymore. He served his purpose. He's not going to become a presidential nominee. His political career looks like it's just fizzling out. Hope so, anyway. This guy needs to be out. They should have locked him up. I hope they find enough where he's either paying dearly, civilly for the rest of his life, or they find some real corrupt, crazy stuff that they could put that piece of garbage in handcuffs, because that's what he is. And the one big prominent Democrat woman who has said nothing is our Vice President, Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris herself, I mean, when she was running against in the primary for the presidential nomination against current President Biden, she said that Joe Biden should drop out of the presidential race because of the allegations of sexual harassment against him. But then, of course, she believed all of the allegations against Joe Biden. But now, you know, she's vice president, so she doesn't talk about that. But she hasn't said anything about Cuomo. White House really won't say anything about Cuomo. I think Jen Psaki said something in a White House briefing about just letting the investigation take its course. But they're avoiding all questions because the whole Cuomo saga, it's just falling apart, and it does not look good for Democrats. What's really bad is this guy. He's such a clown. This guy gets on, and he's going to defend himself, just like he did with the COVID briefings on how he blamed it on a toxic political environment. This guy actually on Sunday, he says, I'm going to read his quote. He says that he may have been insensitive or too personal, and that some of my comments, given my position, made others feel in ways I never intended. Sometimes he quote, teased people about their personal lives and relationships. I acknowledge some of the things I have said been misinterpreted as an unwanted flirtation. You forcefully kissed a staffer. You asked another staffer. You said that you were to this one, Charlotte Bennett. He says to her that he felt lonely since his breakup with that celebrity chef, and that he wanted a girlfriend in the Albany area. And it didn't matter. Age made no difference to him. He was fine with anyone above the age of 22. Anybody 22-year-old. The guy's 62 years old. He wants to bang 22-year-olds. The governor. This is what he's talking to his female staffers about, 25-year-old staffers in his office. Hey, you know, age doesn't matter. You know, you're 25, I'm 62, you're in Albany, I need a girlfriend. Let me bang you once in a while, nobody has to know. I mean, Jesus Christ. He asks her in the same sentence if she was monogamous in her relationships. After he knew she was a survivor of sexual assault, he corners her in his office, and this is what he does. Do I believe her? I do. I do believe her. And this piece of garbage, again, turns around. And when Brett Kavanaugh when President Trump nominated Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, to be a Supreme Court justice, Kamala Harris completely, just all out attacked an assault on Brett Kavanaugh when they came up and made up those allegations about how he gang raped that woman, I forget her name, when he was in college, Brett Kavanaugh, which turned out he didn't. Everybody wanted him investigated. Everybody wanted him to not be a Supreme Court judge, justice. Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, all the big Democrat women. Oh, Brett Kavanaugh is a predator because, you know, a Republican president nominated him and he's a conservative. And now, crickets, just crickets. Cuomo, back then, came out public and said, this is unacceptable, and Brett Kavanaugh should be subject to a lie detector test, that he should have to sit for a lie detector test, and the questions asked if he ever raped anyone, assaulted anyone. They actually asked him in the Senate hearing if he gang raped anyone. In front of his family, by the way. In front of his family. And now that we talk about lie detector tests, old Andy, how about you take one? You're my governor. Maybe I want you to take a lie detector test and to let the state know that you didn't lie about the COVID death numbers in nursing homes, that you didn't sexually harass three women, two of them that you knew and one of them that you saw at a wedding, and you forcibly touched her, which there's a freaking photo of. You're on the cover, I think, of the Post, that photo. I mean, and you know what really, really sickens me is there's this, you know, everybody had said that Donald Trump had his cult, the Orange Man, you know, and if you're a Republican, you remember that cult. This sick and twisted bastard, Andrew Cuomo, had a cult. And it ranged from Hollywood, members of the elite. I mean, Trevor Noah from the Daily Show, whatever the hell stupid show he has. Ellen DeGeneres, another fake piece of garbage. Robert De Niro, Billy Crystal, Rosie Perez, Jimmy Fallon, all of them. all the talk show hosts, they all, he's America's governor. He leads with truth. He's the real deal. And if you haven't heard this, this is, when I heard this, let alone saw it, I almost threw up. It was bad. Cuomosexuals. Yes. Trevor Noah, excuse me, Trevor Noah, Ellen DeGeneres, Jimmy Fallon, they all refer to themselves as Cuomosexuals. As Cuomosexual came about, there's this guy on YouTube, this real freak guy, he's called Randy Rainbow. I'm gonna put the link in the show notes so you could see the song that this guy made and video about Andrew Cuomo and how he's a Cuomosexual, and it just became popular. I think it has over, it's got a couple million views. I'll put that in the show notes, the link to that, and there's a link I'll put in there with Ellen DeGeneres and Trevor Noah talking about how they're Cuomosexuals, and they just, everyone's so oogly googly eyes over this fake sadistic piece of garbage. Cuomosexuals. So I googled Cuomosexual after I saw all this. And you know, these websites, Etsy and whatever it is, Razzle Dazzle, Sell Your Mother on the Internet.com websites where you can put up anything you want with whatever message you want to say on it. So I see this sign. It's like a sign you can hang on a wall above your bed, wherever you want to hang it. And it says Cuomosexual. Cuomosexual, a noun. It's like a, when you look in a dictionary or you see a definition, how it's spelt out, you know, how it's pronounced. It's a definition. It's a sign of a definition, Cuomosexual. And it read, Cuomosexual noun, in love with competent, reassuring governance by a leader who uses complete sentences and displays common sense during a pandemic. What in the actual fuck? Yeah. Cuomosexual. And I'm staring at this thing. And then I look on the next page and there's a shirt on Etsy, whatever site it was on. Cuomo, I'm a Cuomosexual. There's a picture of like an animated picture of this idiot, proud Cuomosexual with all kinds of rainbow colors. They almost make it look like the you know, the pride colors, and then they put Cuomosexual. I'm sorry, but if the homosexual community is not in an uproar right now, the LGBTQ community on that stuff with this sick sadistic fuck using all the pride colors that these people are using to promote this Cuomosexuality, Jimmy Fallon, Ellen DeGeneres, Trevor Noah, Hollywood idiots, then you got a problem, because this guy's a sexual predator and he's being promoted with pride colors. Cuomosexual. So, of course, you know, well, I've decided to change that definition of Cuomosexual. My definition is Cuomosexual. It's still a noun. And a Cuomosexual to me is a complete psychotic moron with no moral compass who follows a narcissistic, sociopathic, misogynistic, sexist, pathological liar. Oh, who can't sleep. And when he can't sleep, well, he counts dead grandmas instead of sheep. That's what he does when he can't sleep. I'm just going to count the dead grandmas. People, this is society. These people idolize. You want to talk about idolizing Donald Trump all you want and make fun of it, that's fine. I don't idolize Donald Trump. I think people that idolize any type of figure politically, whatever it is, animated, inanimate objects, whatever, you got problems. You know, I idolize food. Maybe I semi-idolize beer, not as much anymore, but the governor in New York, Cuomosexual. Oh, I can't. Anyway, listen, I hope they impeach him. I hope they throw him the hell out of Albany, right out of the state capitol on his goddamn head. I hope he ends up in handcuffs. I'm sure there'll be more forthcoming on that. And this guy's just going to defend himself and defend himself and defend himself. Oh, and I just found out that he hired Harvey Weinstein, you know, the sick Hollywood producer that used to, you know, rape women in his office who's serving jail time right now. Hired his attorney to defend him. And I believe at first it's with the COVID stuff to, I guess, help him along and give him legal advice. That's got to tell you something, that one sexual predator hired another sexual predator's defense attorney. Yeah, okay. Maybe not the best choice there, Randy. I don't know what you're trying to show people, but enough with all that bullshit. Listen, there is a lot of stuff going on, people. Congress is just, they're going rogue, man. And again, I sound like a broken record, but you know that Equality Act that got voted on in the House that was passed? You know, it never went, you know, when a bill is proposed, it's supposed to go in the House before it's voted on. Usually it goes to subcommittees for review, and then it goes on the floor for debate. There's a whole process on debating it, to maybe there's amendments that need to be done and voted on. It's called the legislative process. The Equality Act didn't have any of that. The Democrats, how they did it, I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs and the legalities. I'm not a constitutional scholar. I'm not an attorney. But the House Dems somehow got that Equality Act up for a vote without any committees, without any debate. No legislative process, and they passed it. And it's going to go over to the Senate. And if you have, I did a whole thing on the Equality Act and what's in there. My last episode, the transgender agenda. And it's true, because it is an agenda, and you really have to look at this thing. But not only that, right now they're debating that H.R. 1, the election integrity, you know, for the People Act. It's not for the people. It's an 800-page monstrosity that takes the electoral process out of our hands, the people, and out of the state's hands, federalizes it, and hands it to government bureaucrats to take over. And when you look at it and you say, "Oh, election integrity," that means they're gonna make the electoral process safer and better for us, right? No, they're gonna federalize it. You have no idea. You have to read it. They're debating it now, and they're going to try to vote on it this week. It's actually going through a legislative process. I believe they have amendments on it. H.R. 1, they want to do ballot harvesting, which means when you vote by mail or paper ballot, someone can come to your house and take all of the ballots in your neighborhood in the hopes that you're hoping that it gets to the right place and that your vote counts and it's not dumped in a dumpster somewhere. Ballot harvesting, it's illegal in most states, and the Democrats want that to be a federal mandate, that ballot harvesting is legal. They want 16-year-olds to vote. 16-year-olds. Mainstream media isn't talking about all the shit that's in this bill. I mean, if you know that 16-year-olds are going to be able to vote and you're okay with that, I think that's a problem. A 16-year-old doesn't know what the hell they're voting on, okay? So we'll have 16-year-olds being able to vote. And it extends Election Day, just like it did with this ridiculous election, with deadlines. Election Day on the day will be no more with the mail-in ballots, because they want standardized mail-in ballots, paper ballots. So it extends Election Day. What are we going to have? We're going to have Election Month now. I hope they give us the whole month off of work if they're going to have an Election Month. No more Election Day. They're going to extend it. That's a problem. They're going to allow public financing of campaigns, meaning if we, the 6-to-1 matching, if we donate, money's going to get diverted. It's so hard to explain that you won't understand it, but in essence, we will be funding campaigns, whether we like it or not, for people who we may not even want to support, and it gets put into their campaign, their personal campaign funds. So they could buy all the airtime and propaganda, campaign propaganda they want on our dime. It's not fair to anybody. Not fair to you. It's not fair to me. Automatic automatically felons will be able to vote. So, you know, you get convicted of a felony, you get your voting rights taken away. All right, well, you know, then you can't buy a firearm. They want to give that back. They want felons to be able to vote. All this is another Democrat voting registration recruitment drive. That's all this is. And one of the biggest problems is they want no voting ID. There will be no voting ID standards anymore. States that have strict voter ID laws won't have them anymore. The states that don't have them, well, it won't affect them. New York doesn't have one. You need an ID for everything else. Everything. Buy cold medicine. Buy beer to get into a bar. But you won't need a vote. You won't need voter ID to do the most important thing you can do as an American citizen and vote. Illegals will be voting. This is going to destroy our country. Literally, this is a power grab for one party to take control. Okay, and if you think because it's called For the People Act, see, people don't get it that they dress up these bills and put names to them to make it seem like, oh, this is great for our country. But when you read them and actually take the time to look, which most people don't, which maybe you should, all you have to do is Google and it'll tell you what you need to know, or go to congress.gov and put in the House resolution, like this is H.R. 1, and you'll be able to read it for yourself. And then you could say, wow, I hate this. I'm going to call my House rep. I'm going to call my senator and give my opinion on it. I'm going to send an email, write a letter, because you know you have a voice, right? You have a voice. You're an American citizen. You can speak out about it. You can call your representative, which I hope by now you know who it is. And you're not just sitting down eating bonbons, playing Xbox, just not worrying about what's going on, because this is your country and you need to care about it. This free speech violations in this HR 1. I mean, they want to politicize the IRS. If you don't know what that means, the Democrats want to tell the IRS to go after any type of conservative nonprofits. They, in this bill, HR 1, they want a speech czar in government. A speech czar. You know, like the John Kerry's the climate czar. They want someone in government to say, in power, to say what can be said, what can't be said during campaigns. I mean, is this what we want? Or we just want to eliminate another many freedoms in our country? This is real. It's real. I'm not preaching to you. I'm telling you what it is. Mainstream media is not breaking down these bills. They're programmed to tell you what they want you to hear out of these bills, so you think they sound good and that it's for us, for the people. It's not. It's against us. It's a power grab. There will be no more state voting rules, voting laws. It will be federally controlled, and all of these things will be illegal. 16-year-olds. 16-year-olds will be able to vote. There's a lot of stuff coming down the pike, people. Gun laws, I did a whole episode on it, H.R. 127, that's Sheila Jackson Lee, and Biden with his gun control. Well, guess what? There's rumors that they're trying to put, this week, they're going to try to push that through. There's also rumors that they're trying to bypass committees on that, bypass debate on that, and force a vote on gun control, on mandatory psychological evaluations, on all of these other things. Check out my episode about gun rights. Are our gun rights safe from the left? It's just one of the previous episodes. Go and listen to it. I lay it out. How they're passing these things without committees and no debate on the floor I can't fathom it. This is not how government is supposed to run, people. And you have to start paying attention. That Equality Act is just horse shit. Oh, and then you have the COVID-19 stimulus package. Everybody's out there dying for money, and they make it sound good? Yeah. A fraction of that money is actually going to COVID stimulus money for Americans. We're sending millions and millions, hundreds of millions, I think billions of dollars overseas for bullshit. It's insanity. Before you turn around and say, the Equality Act is good because it sounds good, equality. When somebody turns around and says, well, I'm not for the Equality Act, and then you get the, you're not for equality? Wow, you're really bad. You're a piece of shit. You're bad. You don't want equality. No, I do want equality. We already have it. We already have civil rights and human rights. It's a Equality Act isn't for equality. Read the bill. Google it. See what they want to shove down your throat there. People, listen. I can rant and rant and rant and rant. And it's if you care about the country, get involved. If you're a Republican and you care about the Republican Party, get involved. Hey, if you're a Democrat and you care about the country and you want to save the country from radical Democrats of what they're trying to do, get involved. Okay? Because there are moderate Democrats out there. There are a lot of them that have a brain cell to know that some of this stuff that's going on is not right for our country. And it's not right. You know it. All right, people, listen. Again, take care of each other. Be safe out there. Keep your head up. Watch and pay attention to what's going on. God bless our law enforcement, our troops. I hope we don't see any more overseas conflicts coming down the road. I'm not too sure about that. I have a feeling we're going to be in for some things that we don't want to be involved in with our current administration. And just keep your head on a swivel, all right? Until next time, everybody, you take care. God bless America. You can reach out to me with opinions and ideas for other episodes at thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media at The Great Divide Podcast. And please be sure to leave a review for this podcast so the show can be shared to other listeners. Thank you, and God bless America.